Isaiah, chapter 2. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it will come to pass in the latter days, that the mountain of Yahweh's house will be established on the top of the mountains, and will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow to it. And many peoples will go and say, Come, and let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion will go forth the law, and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. And he will judge between the nations, and will decide concerning many peoples, and they will beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not lift up sword against nation, neither will they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, and let us walk in the light of Yahweh. For you have forsaken your people the house of Jacob, because they are filled with customs from the east, and are omen interpreters like the Philistines, and they strike hands with the children of foreigners. And their land is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures, their land also is full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols, they worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And man is bowed down, and a man is brought low, therefore don't forgive them. Enter into the rock, and hide in the dust, from before the terror of Yahweh, and from the majesty of his splendor. The lofty looks of man will be brought low, and the haughtiness of men will be bowed down, and Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. For there will be a day of Yahweh of hosts on all that is proud and haughty, and on all that is lifted up, and it will be brought low. And on all the cedars of Lebanon, that are high and lifted up, and on all the oaks of Bashan. And on all the high mountains, and on all the hills that are lifted up. And on every lofty tower, and on every fortified wall. And on all the ships of Tarshish, and on all pleasant imagery. And the loftiness of man will be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men will be brought low, and Yahweh alone will be exalted in that day. And the idols will completely pass away. And men will go into the caves of the rocks, and into the holes of the earth, from before the terror of Yahweh, and from the majesty of his splendor, when he rises to mightily shake the earth. In that day man will cast away their idols of silver, and their idols of gold, which have been made for them to worship, to the moles and to the bats. To go into the caverns of the rocks, and into the clefts of the ragged rocks, from before the terror of Yahweh, and from the majesty of his splendor, when he rises to mightily shake the earth. Cease yourselves from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for what is he to be accounted of?